Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're joined for an emergency last-minute interview by John Perez, the Crypto Nostradamus. And why, you ask? Well, because there was an announcement over the weekend by Binance to their customers saying that as of February 1st, most of their customers are going to be cut off from the SWIFT system. So they would not be able to buy and sell crypto using US dollars via wire transfers that go through the SWIFT system. Their SWIFT partners cutting them off, except for transfers over $100,000. So, hey, most customers don't have transfers that large, and they're being cut off. So the on-ramps and the off-ramps to crypto, or at least through Binance, are being severed. And this appears to be part of a global war about crypto, money, and involves China and Russia and BRICS nations and central banks and much more. We're going to talk with John Perez about all that today. Stay with us. All right, welcome to this kind of emergency interview. When the news broke that Binance was being essentially mostly deplatformed from the SWIFT international clearinghouse system in terms of US dollar transactions, at least for the time being, beginning February 1st, I had to reach out to John Perez, who, of course, I believe I'm the one who actually named him the Crypto Nostradamus, and he has been right again and again and again. His channel on Telegram is Silver is Money and Silver is Money News, and he joins us today for an emergency update on crypto. John Perez, sir, welcome. It's yes. Always great to have you.
Yeah, you know, great to be back. Happy New Year. Happy Lunar New Year, Year of the Rabbit. So good to hear your voice again. And yeah, this is a big, big monster story here, being deplatformed by SWIFT at the world's largest exchange here. Once again, the crypto conspiracy coming true. We said 99% would vanish. Bitcoin be wrecked. There's going to be a lot happening here, but this is a big, big deal. This is the big kahuna. I mean, this is the Titanic right now staring at the iceberg that they can't turn around and avoid.
I agree. This is so huge. We've got so many angles to cover here, and so little time. But let me just bring people up to speed in case they're just tuning in. Over the weekend, Binance announced to their own customers that their SWIFT partner, in other words, their SWIFT banking partner that handles all transactions through SWIFT, which would be, for example, international wire transfers, have told them that they will not be able to process any transactions in US dollars in or out of Binance for amounts under $100,000 beginning February 1st. And you can imagine that's basically getting deplatformed in the way that the West deplatformed Russia. If you think about it, right? It cut off Russia from SWIFT. So the Western banking system is panicking. Is that how you see this too, John?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's almost as if they're corralling the entire retail sector. In fact, this is really, it's kind of a half, it's kind of interesting. You got to look at it two ways. If you're under $100,000, You were not going to be able to exchange your money in Binance. Well, that leaves the big whales. They're free to just do whatever they want. They can move money around, sell on Binance, while they literally crushed the entire retail sector by taking out the 100,000 or less position there for these people to exchange their money out. But they kept the big whales. They still got it made. So it's one of those George Carlin deals. You know, it's a big club. And you ain't in it if you're under 100,000.
Well, you're exactly right. But I want to be clear, too, that our audience understands this fully. If you have coins in Binance, you can still, of course, send, Bitcoin or other tokens to other people. But the problem is this announcement destroys the on-ramps and the off-ramps, right?
Right.
So you won't be able to sell your tokens and then get a wire of dollars, nor to spend dollars and buy tokens, unless you're going to buy over $100,000. But John, you know this as well as I. Your local bank, if you say, "Oh, I'm going to wire $100,000 to buy crypto," your local bank is going to say, "Uh-uh, we're not going to let you do that. You need to come in and prove to us that you're not being held at gunpoint or something."
Oh yeah, and This basically puts the big crimp on the retail investor. And this is also going to send the shockwaves are going to begin. I mean, the first people that are just falling, there's probably 20, 30, 40, maybe 50% are finally going to say, okay, FTX, all these exchanges, I'm done. I'm out. I can't take this anymore. I mean, what's next? Binance, Swift. I mean, there's people that are going to put their hands up in the air and say, I'm out. I can't, because the next shoe to drop is going to be completely when they criminalize cashing out your Bitcoin. And that I have the video to the Congressional Banking Committee saying that they've already got an international act to criminalize Bitcoin so they cannot cash out. So I think that this has got more to go. This is the first stage, and they're slowly moving people into what I think there's going to be another final coin out there. But this is a severe psychological hit to the entire retail industry. I mean, the retail investor out there, the retail crypto investor and hodler is just going to say, wow, I'm nobody. It's like, you know, and it's going to go back to the argument. Oh, you know, well, you know, the Federal Reserve, they've lost, you know, the dollars are printing. You have no control. Bitcoin and crypto is the way to go. Yes, there's some benefits to it. But now suddenly, the hodler is experiencing what it's like to be in 1933 when they decided we're going to buy your gold off you at a fixed price. You know, if we're heading into that direction here.
Well, the hodlers, yeah, are getting completely screwed. And also, of course, Genesis just declaring bankruptcy. So the question is, anybody who had assets in Genesis, but frankly, anybody who still had assets on a crypto exchange, they kind of had this coming. You know what I mean? You should have got your coins off those exchanges long ago. The warning signs have been there, but that just happened. Genesis went down. DCG looks like they may be in trouble. Binance is obviously potentially next on the list. But then, yeah, Gemini, obviously. And then the big one, John, Tether. Tether.
Oh my goodness. It's like the Tether, the coin that would never die. It's like, I'm starting to realize that the Tether is the Hydra. You know, Tether and Bitcoin are the Hydra. I mean, when Tether goes, I personally believe that when Tether goes, the entire NASDAQ is going to go with it, because so many people have leveraged their stock against their crypto and their crypto against their stock. And I believe that the NASDAQ is going to feel that. We've still got Evergrande. We talked about a year ago. They have kicked this can, dragged it as far out. And it's just hard to believe it's still going. And,
I got a story for you on this, John. I just sent you a text there in the chat. Okay.
Oh,
I just sent you the link. It's in the chat if you want to bring it up. Here it is. U.S. home loan banks lent billions of dollars to crypto banks. So Signature Bank and Silvergate borrowed over $13 billion from the federal home loan system, which is called the Federal Home Loan Bank System, FHLB. They lent $13 billion to these crypto firms. So, John, you just nailed it. When crypto goes down, there are going to be losses that flood into the home lending banking system of the federal government. Do you see that?
Yeah, this is this is so shocking. This is so shocking because we've got the U.S. using quasi-Federal Reserve money to support crypto, which is backed by nothing. And the banks that they're supporting, it was the Silvergate Bank. These banks have nothing backing it. So you can see now the corruption at the Federal Reserve at the regulatory level now has now exceeded all expectations. I mean, this is less, we're worse than a third world country here. We're literally, I don't know how to describe this. I mean, this is literally a pyramid scheme gone completely mad, that they're using federal housing money. I mean, this is the equivalent of all the mortgage companies that wrote all these bad loans, and they got, some of them got bailed. They let them go. Remember, they let them go off the cliff, but they sent money to the banks. But here they're sending money to crypto banks that have nothing backing them, no FDIC, but this is FDIC money here. This is a threat to the entire banking system here. And I got to say, this is something that caught my attention. The date of February 1st, 2023, that is going to be the day that you will not be able to use your bank account to buy or sell crypto with US dollar on Swift if it's less than 100,000. That happens to be the same day February 1st, 2023, that the Russian oil decree kicks in. And Russia's going to, I believe that there's going to be a rug pull in the oil sector with China, Russia. And I think there's some relationship here. This is a major day, the Russian oil decree. But this housing story here, the United States home loan banks lending billions of dollars to the two largest cryptocurrency banks after all these. And this is the same bank that gave money to FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried. Yes. Oh, this, my goodness. I just want to cry.
Sam Bankman-Fried, that his actions are now going to ripple through this domino effect, this house of cards, all the way into federal home loan infrastructure. I mean, yes. There were supposed to be firewalls in this system, right, to stop the Titanic from sinking. You were supposed to have bulkheads, but of course they weren't built high enough. And FTX was, I guess, the iceberg that ripped a hole in the side of this. And now the damage is flooding from one chamber to the next underneath the waterline and just sinking this whole thing. But even the traditional banking system now has massive exposure. Frankly, probably unknown levels of exposure, because how many people will sell stocks in order to meet their leverage obligations in crypto as the crypto fall continues?
Well, and this money here was destined for housing loans. So now housing is already, you know, in a debt spiral. Now people are going to go in for money. It's like that money's gone. It's where did it go? It went to crypto backed by nothing. In fact, it went to literally the bank that received all of FTX deposits was Silvergate Bank, and they got the money here. This has so much, it's almost like the rats are jumping ship and they're saying, where do we put the money? Where do you put it? Put it in Silvergate. Then what? You know, well, it's right. Then remember that money disappeared. I think I have to say this. This is we have surpassed any type of criminal and corrupt behavior here, because you look at the regulators here. Who's regulating the SEC? Gary Gensler, who regulated what? The CFTC, who was part of the silver PSYOP, destroying the price of silver. And he had a relationship with FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried here. I mean, this is just how it's the end of the U.S. dollar is at hand. I mean, we are looking at the spike of gold and silver is going to there's nowhere else to go. Once this goes, it's going to take down the banking system as well as the stock market. And there's going to be one place left. And you know what I know? It's going to be that life jacket called gold and silver.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, speaking of gold, check out this headline. I just sent you the link from 24/7 Wall Street. Russia and Iran discuss using stable coin backed by gold for foreign trade. So they're going to launch a gold-pegged stablecoin. Imagine kind of like an honest version of Tether backed by gold where they can't just counterfeit it. And this is going to be run by Russia and Iran. You can bet China is going to be involved, probably India, probably Turkey, probably Brazil, and so on. Who is going to want to trade, you know, in the fiat currency debt dollar if you want to buy oil from Russia? And you can use a stable coin backed by gold, you have virtually no risk, you know, no currency risk.
Yeah. Yeah. And both are, I mean, these are two oil rich nations. And of course, people, you've got China who's been loading up with gold. In fact, it's funny you say this. I didn't think you'd bring this up, but in the first 2 weeks of February, I'm expecting the first gold oil transaction between China and Russia and China and Saudi Arabia. I just did a show on this last night, and I talked about the alliance between Russia and Iran, as well as there was just a deal for this week. This week, Syria has made a deal with Iran, which is moving all their weapons, you know, into Syria to basically, you know, confront Israel. Israel is already doing their drills to bomb Iranian nuke plants. This is going to turn into your windshield gets hit by a rock and it just turns into a spider here. This is amazing. I'm expecting, though, in the first 2 weeks of February, after the Russian oil decree kicks in here, we're going to see the the deplatforming of the U.S. petrodollar in the Midwest. And that may be what is triggering this swift departure from Binance. They know the rug is being pulled on the petrodollar February 1st. Iran, Russia, China, go back yuan, go back ruble. Sorry. Hey, wait a second. We're going to get screwed in the oil. Let's just get rid of this. Get rid of these freaking, retail crypto guys. Keep the big boys 100,000 up. Screw the little guy. Because why? Because we got bigger problems over here that are brewing between Russia, China, and Iran. This was new I was not aware of the story here. Thank you.
You're not kidding. I just sent you another link, but let me bring this in since you brought it up. You're nailing it. Check this out from Yahoo News. Germany won't keep Poland from sending Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. So Leopard 2 tanks are German main battle tanks, right? And so far Germany has said to Poland, you can't send our tanks to Kiev because we don't want to get freaking nuked by Russia, right? Well, now, remember, and they fired Germany's defense minister, or she resigned, whatever, what have you, like a week ago. Now,
yeah, she's at exit stage left.
Yeah, she's like, I'm getting out of here before the nukes fall. And now they're like, oh, yeah, go ahead and send the Leopard 2 main battle tanks. Do you realize that we are now walking into a repeat of World War II,
where,
by the way, Berlin got bombed into nothing, and many other German cities. And do you realize, folks, that when Russia launches nukes, they won't be nuking Kiev. They'll be nuking Berlin. They'll be nuking London, Paris, Warsaw, and probably Washington, D.C. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Yes. I'll tell you right now. I'll be the first one to report this in the news right now, because this is right down my alley here. The Russians are going to announce hypersonic, the first time ever, hypersonic, conventional and nuclear capable hypersonic missiles submarine launched here. And their first targets are going to be Finland, Sweden, and Denmark and the Baltic states for joining NATO. They're going to have air launched hypersonic nuclear missiles, sea-launched hypersonics, and submarine-launched, as well as land-based missiles. This is the part of their strategy. They're going to be pointing these things at Finland and Sweden here. That is coming. It's not in the news yet. You opened up a Pandora's box here, because I know exactly what's coming here.
Yeah.
The launch time, the departure time from Belarus to Russia, to NATO headquarters or Berlin, it's 4 to 6 minutes, nuclear or hypersonic. What's happening here is that the Germans in Poland, they're following into the footsteps of Napoleon and Hitler and Operation Barbarossa. They are repeating history. But if you look at these people that are making these decisions, they're kids. They have no background in history, and they all seem to be great for the camera at the Davos conference. And in my opinion, they launched the WEF and Davos line that we're going to go full Operation Barbarossa on Russia, and Russia's moving quickly to make a deal with China and Russia. And I think this Binance thing, as big as a story as it is, it's really kind of a collateral damage of the SWIFT bankers saying, wait, we got bigger problems over here.
Yes, exactly.
You've got Poland. Poland is going to move all their tanks here. But Poland, I believe, has made a deal with Russia to take Western Ukraine in a wink, wink, deal, deal. Now, how this equipment lands, will it get bombed at the border coming into Ukraine, or will it be allowed to come to the front lines, then taken out because the Iranians are using their drones? The Russians are using their kamikaze drones, and they are getting absolute limitless value of these weapons being tested out there on these modern targets here. And they're getting that data is priceless. So people said, well, you think they're going to stop them? I said, no. I said, why is it? Because these military industrial complex people, both in Russia and Iran, they want the data. They want to test their weapons. They want to refine them. And what better place when we got Westerners dropping tanks, Bradley fighting vehicles, and you got the big story, I think, is going to be when the Patriot missile comes into Ukraine. The Russians do not see the Patriot as an anti-ballistic missile. They see the U.S. Patriot as an offensive potential nuclear weapon that can be converted from a conventional warhead to a nuclear warhead. And this is important. This is a story you will never hear on the news, but the Russians have stated this in the past. And that's why when you see the Patriot come to this area here, in that area, it is going to expand and Russia is going to bring the big Russian hammer. They are not going to screw around. They are going to dump on that Patriot. That'll be big news when that hits.
Just to clarify, because that what you just said, I've never heard that, and it needs clarification. Are you saying that the Russians believe that the Patriot missile system can be reconfigured basically as a long-range missile artillery type of system?
Yes, it can be. They believe that it can be converted to a nuclear weapon that can be launched into the sky because it's an anti-ballistic counter missile battery, but it can be used as an EMP weapon in the sky. So, even though it's launched, this was not some writer. The generals believe this. And if you read the responses, and I'm constantly monitoring Russian military media, the Russians, they're not messing around. They are talking. They are absolutely serious. In fact, this is really important. The Russian defense ministry and all the major buildings in downtown Moscow have outfitted anti-aircraft missiles on the top of all their buildings in Moscow in the last 72 hours. I mean, this is shocking.
I've seen that, but, I agree with you. I think this is going to total war. It's financial war. It's economic war. It's kinetic war. It's all of that. And I think what we're seeing with the SWIFT system is part of it. I also think that China is going to cut off exports to the United States when they do a naval embargo of Taiwan at some point. And I think that there would be a global announcement of abandonment of the petrodollar.
Yes.
Not just the Saudis, but 100+ other countries will announce, we're no longer going to carry through, the dollar hegemony, the petrodollar monopoly. We're going to trade in every currency that's viable. That's what the Saudis just said. And as this is happening, I think Russia hits NATO targets. That's what because why wouldn't they? NATO has proven that they can't be reasoned with, they will not negotiate, and they can't be trusted on any treaties. There's no point in Russia negotiating with NATO on anything, not that NATO is even willing to negotiate. So this is headed for the worst escalation imaginable.
I agree with you 100%. I'm a firm believer that NATO headquarters is a legitimate target for Moscow. I've always told people, never underestimate Russian intelligence and their ability to gather intelligence on what they're doing. The fact that they put up anti-aircraft missile batteries on their buildings, whether it's propaganda for show or media, it's typical of the Russians. But what amazes me about this is that I just went through a 2-hour documentary on Napoleon attacking Moscow. And I thought, how is it that here we are in 2022 and here the Russians are building defenses against NATO and Napoleon again? And it was Hitler who was a great fan of Napoleon. Man, we are literally living in historical times, Mike, to see history repeat like this here. But I think,
I keep wondering how many times is Germany going to destroy Europe? That's my question. Because, so France did it once. Germany has destroyed the continent at least twice that we know of. And now they're trying to do it a third time with the main battle tanks. Do the people of Berlin realize that their leaders just basically sacrifice them to be nuked or hit with thermobaric weapons by Russia?
Well, it's kind of like living here in the United States. It's like none of us voted for Gavin Newsom in California and none of us voted for Joe Biden, but somehow these guys are in play and Joe Biden is sending U.S. tax dollars to Ukraine. And what have I seen this week? It's not in the news. Ukraine is they're like blowing up churches. They're dragging people out to be drafted into war. They're losing 300 to 500 people a day and U.S. taxpayers are paying for it. And we have no say in this. It's just complete insanity.
So thank you all. God bless you all. Get ready. It's going to get wild.
Thank you very much.